Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Benyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. A lot has been going on, and I thought we could take a moment and reflect on how extraordinary the developments have been. We have, for the first time in 40 years, really, the possibility just before us to have an entire state, millions of people, focus on the issue of the personhood of the unborn child, not a law that would regulate the killing of the innocent, and asking, for example, Germans to vote on whether we should not gas the Jews on the Sabbath, if it would be better not to use Zyklon B and gas the Jews on Saturday, just gas them from Sunday through Friday until sundown. I mean, that, of course, when you think about it, it comes across as a grotesque concept. Don't gas the Jews on Saturday. Well, it's a bit inappropriate. But actually focusing on the issue of the God-given right to life to every human being, including from the moment of fertilization. So thanks to Christy Burton, who is the sponsor of this extraordinary effort, absolutely extraordinary effort to get personhood on the ballot in November. There now are about 45,000 signatures. And that in and of itself, with a grassroots effort, is extraordinary. It's absolutely extraordinary. So what we'll do, I'm going to take a couple calls. Our phone number, 1-800-8-NYART. 1-800-836-9278. I hope the excitement has gotten through to you as it has to me and all of us here at Bob Benyart Live. Let's go to the phones up in the mountains. Tom, welcome to Bob Benyart Live.
Hi, Bob.
Hello, this Tom. How are you?
Good. This is Tom Healy. I'm a president of Mountain Right to Life, which is a chapter of the Colorado Right to Life.
That's right, Tom, and it's an honor to talk to you again. It's been quite some time. I hope you're well.
And I'm excited.
You are, huh? So are we.
Hey, my wife and I, you know, are excited about this personhood dinner, you know, with Judy Brown.
Judy Brown coming out a week from tomorrow night.
And we know that, you know, for young couples out there in today's economy, they're struggling raising children.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make them a two-for-one offer.
A twofer. All right.
So what I want to do is... I'm going to donate five tickets.
Five tickets. Tom, this is a $100 a plate fundraising dinner for the personhood effort. It's Friday night in Denver and Saturday night in Colorado Springs at an Italian restaurant, and that's to hear Judy Brown April 4th or April 5th in Denver or Colorado Springs. You're saying five of the $100 a plate tickets?
Yep.
Wow.
And what I want to do is the first five callers that call in and buy one ticket.
Right.
I'll match them with one ticket.
Oh, wow. That's fabulous. All right.
Now, I want people to get their pencil and paper out because I'm going to give a phone number for them to call in to Colorado Right to Life.
That's right.
And so I want to repeat that, make sure everybody understands it, is that... if you call in and buy one ticket, I will buy the other ticket. So you, and I want them to say that they heard it on your show, on Bob Benyart Live.
On Bob Benyart Live. So folks who are going to the dinner could call the number that you're about to say. And
yep.
For two people to go, a married couple, that's $200. That is a lot.
Yes, and they buy one ticket, then I'll buy the other ticket.
So you and your wife. Now I think I heard her in the background there.
Yes.
What's her?
I have to give her credit as well.
Give us her name.
Madeline.
Tom and Madeline Healy. All right. So what is that phone number? People could call and make their reservation at Colorado Right to Life. And couples now, the first five couples who call and ask for this, they can get this offer.
Right. They buy one ticket, and I'll buy the other ticket.
All right. So do you have the number? I got it right here. 303-753-9394.
Yes, and be sure to tell them that you heard it on Bob and Yart Live, and they will know that they heard it on your show.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, Tom, this is at Cinzetti's in Thornton, the northern part of Denver, at I-25 and 104th. And what, I don't know if that's Thornton or North Glen. It's up at northern Denver. And we only have a limited amount of space. We could squeeze in, we could get 100 people in this room, but that's it. And we are at over 50 people signed up. And down in Colorado Springs, I think their room seats 80 people, I think, and they're signing people up. So if somebody's listening, this is a separate announcement, just additional information. If you live in the south part of town, like Parker or Castle Rock South, and you're listening to this show, it would make more sense for you to go on April 5th, Saturday night, to the event hosted by the campaign. The one up north is hosted by Colorado Right to Life on behalf of the campaign, and the one down south is hosted by Christy Burton and the campaign itself. So, but you could still call Colorado Right to Life. And what we'd like to do is bundle up 5 or 10 reservations for the spring, Saturday night, April 5th, and then bless them by calling. Donna at the office will call and say, okay, how many people do you have signed up? We want to give you 5 more names or 10 more names, and that'll be a great blessing to the campaign from Colorado Right to Life. But so, Tom, your offer, 5 people in Denver, that's $500, wow, toward the personhood petition effort to raise funds for the cost of that effort. Wow, that's exciting. Thank you, Tom.
Okay, well, I hope it'll bless some young couples who are struggling, you know, raising children, what have you. And we want to get them over there to the banquet.
All right. Now, are you guys a young couple also?
No. I'm an old couple. My wife is a young couple.
Your wife is a young couple. You're an old couple. But there's no age cutoff, right? Any age will do.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying that, you know, with today's economy and the cost of fuel and everything, trying to make it a little easier for people.
Thank you very much. May God bless you.
Okay, Bob.
I appreciate
that. God bless you.
And that is an example of people around Colorado trying to be creative, trying to figure out what resources do I have that I could kick in to help. In fact, there's a silent auction. There's a silent auction at the dinners in Denver and Colorado Springs. Dan Kaplis, KHOW Radio, he's donated something for the silent auction. Quite a few businesses have. And restaurant meals, and there's a lunch. What's this lunch? Oh, there's a lunch with Bob Enyart Live. How do you have a lunch with a radio show? Oh, it's with a host. Wow, that'll be fun. That'd be fun for me. So one of the items in the silent auction for those who are there at the dinners will be a lunch with Bob Enyart Live. A lunch with me, I guess. And that really will be an honor to fulfill that. And we'll see what that goes for. But so people will go to the dinner. There'll be a silent auction. Judy Brown will speak. And we'll get an update on exactly where the campaign is. But, man, this is exciting. So about 45,000 signatures in. About 45,000. And we need 76,000 by early May, May 13th. We have about another 5 weeks. And the money that came in 2 days ago, we announced we had a goal of $15,000 in one day to help with the cost of the petitioning effort, getting basically 100,000 signatures, but 76,000 good signatures. And these things are expensive. The petitions themselves cost over 50 cents each just to print because of how, you know, complex the forms are, the printing and all. And so it's very expensive. Well, our goal of $15,000, we took in $16,500 in one day. $16,500 toward this effort. And, you know, there are Christian ministries that are on hundreds of stations that have telethons and they raise $1 million or whatever. But Bob and Yurt Live, we are on one radio station. One radio station. And it's one Christian station. Okay, it's the most powerful station in the country, the most powerful Christian radio station, 55,000 watts, low on the AM dial. But still, that was extraordinary. And this effort by Tom and Madeline, Tom said he's the president of Mountain Right to Life, a chapter of Colorado Right to Life, and they want to help five couples attend and people who maybe would have a hard time thinking of $200 for a meal, it now be $100. The first five people who call in, and I'm going to give that number again, 303-753-9394. That's Colorado Right to Life, 303-753-9394. You should experience the conversations that happen that I've gotten to enjoy when you're out asking people, hey, can you help me out with a signature? Are you a Colorado voter, registered voter? This is a pro-life petition. Could you help us get personhood on the ballot in November? And instead of talking about, well, you can only pull the baby out to the belly button before you kill him, I mean, what message does that send to anybody? This is a person no matter how small. Our phone number here, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. And so if you think through what it will take for us in America to stop abortion, down in Georgia, Georgia Right to Life, which is one of the largest Right to Life groups in the country, in April, they are having a closed-door session with pro-life leaders from around the country on personhood strategy, how to use personhood to end abortion in Georgia and in America, and the Thomas More Law Center in Michigan, and group after group after group, the 11 Colorado state senators and representatives who were at the press conference that was put on by Keith Mason, Christy Burton, Colorado for Equal Rights, the Personhood Campaign. And even though they knew that a lot of the status quo organizations are against personhood efforts, they stepped forward, some amount of courage, and they said, we're signing this petition. And they were asked by the media, how about the big groups like National Right to Life and others that are opposing this? They said, it's not the right time. And the answer comes forth as clearly as possible. I think of heroes like Senator Scott Renfro. The answer comes forth, it's always the right time to do the right thing. It's always the right time to do the right thing. We have spent much of 40 years trying to regulate the killing of the innocent. And that has destroyed the moral fiber of our own judges. We no longer have judges who understand that thou shalt not murder is binding precedent. We don't have judges that understand that. In fact, I think when the history of America's Christian community is written, eventually, it will be seen with the hindsight 2020 view of history that it was the pro-life movement that destroyed America's Christian law schools and our Christian ministries run by lawyers, because it's the pro-life movement that has convinced our major national organizations, churches, ministries that God's command, do not murder, is not binding precedent. It's not. What is binding precedent is murderous law, and rulings, decisions handed down by godless and rebellious courts. That's what they now believe. I mean, our Christian leaders at the highest level believe that God's command, do not murder, is not binding on our judges, not even our Christian judges. But these brutally wicked rulings that you can intentionally kill the innocent, those are what's binding because they are following our process. And the process is God. God is not God. The process is God. And your loyalty must be with the process. So that's where we are at after decades of trying to regulate the killing of innocent children. Here on Bob and Yurt Live, how many years has it been when these horrendously wicked rulings come down and we say, hey, look at the judges who write the rulings. Look at the judges who pass the rulings. I think of Dr. Dobson lamenting when the Democrats have a filibuster against Republican judges. And he grieves. He actually grieves that we can't get more Republican judges on the bench. And think of California's recent ruling banning, virtually banning homeschooling in California. One of the most outrageous, egotistical, wicked rulings in the history of our country to tell Christian parents that you don't have the right, you are not qualified to educate your own children unless you get a teacher's certificate, a degree in teaching from some kind of a teacher's college, which they're virtually all godless. I mean, it's a brutal usurpation of the rights of parents. Now, that ruling, when that ruling came down, I got a call from the president of American Right to Life, Brian Rohrbaugh. He said, Bob, when we have time, let's find out who issued that ruling. Was it a three-judge panel in California? And he said, we expect that we'll find out that it's Republican judges. That's what we expect. Because all these rulings that under God, one nation under God is unconstitutional, if it's in the pledge, that was written by a Republican judge. Judge nominated by a Republican president. And the ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court in favor of the child porn industry, that they could take pornography and use software to digitize it and make it look like the women are young children having sex, that's legal. The Republican U.S. Supreme Court ruled in favor of the child porn industry against every family and child in America. And so Brian, just his intuitive hunch, which was not hard, I mean, when you think about it, you can't challenge it. And it turns out Brian Rohrbaugh was exactly right. This is a three-judge panel that effectively banned homeschooling in California. Now, it's being challenged, of course, and I pray to God that it doesn't stand. Even Arnold Schwarzenegger, as wicked as he is, has seen the insanity of this ruling and of letting it stand. So I pray that it doesn't stand, but it turns out two of the three judges that came to this conclusion were Republican judges. Republican judges, time and time and time and time again, the most egregious and wicked, godless rulings are handed down by Republican judges, and we are told, here is the lie. Here is the lie. At one time, it was just wrong. But after decades of evidence, it's now a lie. At one time, it was just wrong. If we elect Republican candidates to office, we will get judges who respect the culture of life. All right? If we elect Republicans, we will get judges at state level and federal level, judges who respect the culture of life, judges who are not hostile to the Christian worldview. Well, we elected George W. Bush. And in Dover, Pennsylvania, there was a case, not even a creationist case, but intelligent design. Can intelligent design be taught in the government schools? And the judge who issued his ruling against forbidding intelligent design, that obviously there was intelligence in the design of biological life, DNA, the solar system, the earth, the universe, the judge who forbid that was nominated by a Republican president. He's a federal judge. And if you read his ruling, I only read excerpts of it. If you read his ruling, his hatred comes through the pages. It drips off the pages. His visceral reaction against creationists. If you believe in a creator, how dare you try to open your mouth in the public forum? Now, I'm using hyperbole. But his hatred of creationists comes across. And that's the kind of judges that James Dobson will hear a ruling and he'll go on the air and he'll say, this is why we need George W. Bush's judges to be approved. This is why we have to stop the Democratic filibuster. Except Dr. Dobson, the Dover, Pennsylvania judge, the federal judge, he was nominated by a Republican president. He was nominated by George W. Bush. Not even George Bush, George W. Bush. And the judges in California who virtually banned homeschooling in the state, if their ruling is to be followed, which I pray to God parents will simply refuse to follow it, just civil disobedience, you have no obligation to follow an immoral law. And in fact, it is wise to refuse to follow an immoral law. And if the immoral law is asking you to actively do something that's evil, then you have an obligation to God to disobey that law. In the Hall of Faith in the New Testament, Hebrews, the Hall of Faith in the book of Hebrews, half of the people listed in that chapter were people who disobeyed the governing authorities, disobeyed them. And so, as Peter said in the book of Acts, we must obey God rather than man. But it turns out that when Focus on the Family, and they have a public policy division, they have judicial analysts, they have $100 million annual budget. Why haven't they put together the list of all the damning rulings? Like, for example, Terri Schiavo, the judges who ruled that Terri Schiavo could be killed by starvation. The judicial euthanasia of Terri Schiavo, why doesn't Focus on the Family put together the list of judges who ruled that? From the local county court judge, George Greer, who's Republican, attends his whole life conservative, pro-life Baptist church. But he's a legal positivist. He believes that God's command, do not murder, is not relevant to his job, just like Antonin Scalia has said. Antonin Scalia, who we've been told is the hero of the pro-life movement. He is not even pro-life. He is pro-choice. And he's been becoming more bold and bragging about that lately, over the last few years. Antonin Scalia is pro-choice. He's pro-choice. If you hear a pro-lifer refer to Justice Antonin Scalia as though he were pro-life, you know one of two things about that pro-lifer. He is either naive and ignorant, or he's a liar. If it's someone who's well-informed, he's a liar. If it's someone who's not well-informed, he's probably just ignorant. Because Antonin Scalia is pro-choice. The emperor has no clothes. The fruit, Jesus Christ said, you will know them by their fruit. The fruit of national right to life, the fruit of Jay Sekulow and the American Center for Law and Justice, the fruit of these organizations that have been advocating laws that end with, and then you could kill the baby, the fruit is ripe and it's rotten. It's overripe. It is rotten. It's bug infested. Because our judges, the judges that we have worked 30 years to get on the bench in state and federal courts, reject the right to life for the unborn. They reject it. When the Archbishop in Georgia and Atlanta says we need one more judge on the Supreme Court before we can support Georgia's personhood effort, what does he mean by that? If we got one judge on the U.S. Supreme Court that believed in the unborn child's right to life, you know how many we'd have? We'd have one. If we got one, we'd have one. We'd have one if we got one. But you know what? We're not going to get one because all of the law schools in America teach legal positivism. And when I say all, I think that includes all the Christian law schools too. Now, I'm going out on a limb here because I am inferring this from talking to hundreds of Christian lawyers over the last 17 years on the air that I've been doing a show. But our Christian lawyers are legal positivist. Our Christian leaders are legal positivist. They believe that judges have to follow the process. And when you point out God's enduring command, do not murder, they get confused. They don't know how that's relevant. What are you talking about? There's precedent. Yeah, but the ultimate precedent, a lot longer, older than Roe v. Wade, is Mount Sinai. God's enduring command, do not murder. And there is no side deal among men. There is no constitution. There is no court that can offset or undermine or repeal God's command, do not murder. And our Christian lawyers don't know that. And I think that our Christian schools, our law schools, our Christian law schools are run by legal positivists. That's from indirect evidence of talking to their graduates. So perhaps someone out there, we have Bob and Yurt Live's radio shows get downloaded about 600,000 times a year. About 12,000 visits to kgov.com every month. Perhaps someone out there can find out a Christian school, a university, Christian college, law program that is not legal positivist. I'd like to find out. We want to encourage people to go there, to attend that school. Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, what a great school. Pre-K through 12th grade, Maranatha in Arvada. May God bless you all.
Hi, I'm Bob's brother, Brian. I moved my remodeling business, Fancy Schmancy Renovations, to Colorado. You can call me to improve the look and value of your home and support Bob Enyart Live at the same time. I have nearly 30 years' experience beautifying homes. So whether you're in the market for a new kitchen, a bathroom makeover, or maybe a new front door, you'll be pleased with the results and happy to know that all the proceeds will go directly toward keeping Bob on the air with the truth. Yes, I said, well, wait a second. That's 5% of the proceeds. That's not, I said 5% of the proceeds, Bob, not all. Anyhow, so call for a free estimate to see if we can help you with your next home improvement project. And don't forget to mention that you heard about us on Bob Enyart Live. Call us, Fancy Schmancy Renovations, at 720-641-7033. That's 720-641-7033.